Happy birthday, Greg Bergman. 37 years young, except he's really old. He acts like he's 57. Nonetheless, happy birthday.
Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, for sure. We've had a lot of surprises today. Keyshawn decided to FaceTime us while we were on the air, and we just put the audio next to the microphone. It was a very strange day. Thanks to Tim Kirkchin, who joined us earlier. If you missed the baseball conversation, feel free to subscribe to the Sedano and LZ podcast on the ESPN app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, or Google as well, if you have Android. Amino Hassan, ESPN NBA front office insider, friend of the program. You see him on The Jump. You see him everywhere. Follow him on Twitter, at Darth Amin. So, Amin, we're going to have a number of conversations, but the most recent conversation, and the one that's got the fans all wild and out today, deservedly so, is the conversation about Giannis, right? And I took away a couple of things from that game. I feel validated as someone who would have voted for LeBron in the MVP race, and because my position was constantly, I can't vote for a guy who has this many holes in his game still. As great as he is, as freakishly athletic as he is, I don't think he's the best player in the league. I think that, you know, you could name two or three that are better than him when everyone is healthy, maybe four, potentially. So, yes, he's been a statistical phenom. Yes, he's an athletic phenom. But how do you feel about kind of watching Giannis and where, you know, how do you feel about his game and how it impacts the Bucks in a situation like this?
Yeah, George, this is what I'll say, because I actually did vote for LeBron for MVP. But having said that, I disagree with your assessment, because I think we can agree there are things that Giannis does that, you know, being MVP doesn't mean you're perfect. None of these players are perfect. Being MVP doesn't mean you're perfect offensively, right? You know, his defensive impact, it goes as a big part of his MVP status. The other thing I would say is the flaws in his game are much more pronounced against a team like Miami than they are almost any other team in the league, because Miami has this collection of 6'8", 6'9", guys who are all big and fast and strong. And so Giannis can't go out-quick them, and he can't outpower them. We talk about Jimmy Butler, Jay Crowder, Bam, and
Iguodala.
Iguodala, yeah. So, yes, he's got flaws in his game. They all do. But the flaws are way more pronounced against this opponent than they are against anybody else.
So I have LeBron James cast as Iron Man. I have Kawhi as Captain America. I've made AD Doctor Strange. Who would you cast Giannis as if they were Avengers of the NBA?
First of all, I would argue that AD is like Hawkeye or perhaps the Black Falcon. Let's bump the brakes before we get him up to main Avenger status.
Wow. That is disrespectful of me. Disrespectful.
Who would Giannis be? Oh, man, that's a good one. Because is he Spider-Man? Because he's kind of young. And so, you know, he's coming, though. But is he Black Panther? You know, not to kind of piggyback over Black Panther sentiment and emotion over this last weekend, but I think there's a part of him there that the great physical gifts and the promise and the potential. I think that's the thing about Giannis that we have to continuously remind ourselves. This isn't his peak. He's not in his prime yet. This is the stuff that happens right before the blow-up. So I guess he would be Black Panther in Captain America Civil War, right? Where it's like, oh, yeah, but like it still hasn't hit. The actual Black Panther movie hasn't hit yet.
All right, I'm good with that. So does that mean that Jimmy Butler is Killmonger?
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, well, perhaps. Yeah, Killmonger in the beginning of Black Panther, because I think he's going to win this battle.
Amin is hanging out with us here. So what did you make of him saying he wouldn't guard Jimmy? LZ and I had two different opinions on this. I'm curious to see where you lie on it.
My opinion is that he's being a good soldier. He's trying not to throw anybody under the bus. So to say yeah, I did, and Bud didn't let me, would throw Bud under the bus. To say, yeah, next game, I'm going to do it, would throw Bud under the bus. Like, basically saying, oh, my coach doesn't know what he's talking about. So I don't think he was being truthful about whether or not he asked to guard him or not. I think he's giving a political answer that he feels like is going to give the least amount of controversy for them going to game two.
Quick follow. Should he just tell Bud to go bleep himself? Because historically, I have been around a lot of guys, and I'm sure you have too, and LZ has too, where they tell the coach, yeah, sorry, coach, I'm going to do what I need to do here in this situation.
To be honest, should he have done it if he had to do it all over? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he would have, but I don't think he's going to have to because I think Bud's going to make that switch. But I think the other thing is also the idea that, you know, Milwaukee came in with a defensive game plan that is not their usual game plan. They made it a number one priority. Miami's not going to get off all these threes on us. Miami's not going to get hot from three. You look at the way they guarded Duncan Robinson. Like, it was clear that Milwaukee said, yeah, I know we defend like this for the first 87 games of this year. Or not 87. God knows how many games they played. but they went into this thing, we're going to do something different. And they did. They did kind of neutralize, not neutralize, but slow down that Miami three-point offense. But the result was you got a bunch of one-on-one action for Jimmy Butler, and he got to the paint, and he got to the rim, and he got to the free throw line. Now, part of being able to cover all those three-point shooters and at least try not to give up those paint shots is having Giannis, I think, off ball. And I think that was the idea, is that he could play as a help defender, but obviously that didn't work as well.
Coming up in a couple of minutes, we're going to see Donovan Mitchell versus Mr. Murray. If you were starting a franchise and those were the top two guys available, who are you picking first?
I think I'm leaning towards Donovan Mitchell. I've seen it more consistently from him. I've seen it with less help. Jamal Murray basically gets to disappear for 10 games at a time, as he did during the regular season. And we don't really care about it. Donovan Mitchell's got a bigger platform, so he doesn't get to have those moments of kind of where he's an okay player. Jamal Murray is an okay player who has bouts of being superb and amazing. But until he does it more consistently, I got to give it to the other guys, especially given that they're the same age. And actually, Jamal Murray's got an extra year in the league on him. So if anyone should be more advanced at this stage, it should be Jamal.
Is Jamal Murray a top 30 player in the NBA?
Oh, you love this question, George. I'm going to say no. My gut says no. I can't name 29 guys right now at the top of my head, but my gut says no, and here's why, George. Because I did this exercise on SiriusXM NBA Radio the other day where I said, is he even going to be an all-star next year? And then you count the number of guards, just in the West. And we had like 12 before we got to Murray.
There you go.
He's only got 12 guards in the West alone.
12? Him?
Yeah. Yeah, 12? I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. LZ, I'm telling you, it's a lot of guards in the West, man. It's a lot.
We can just do it right now. Like, right now. This is a healthy Stephen Clay, right? Luka Doncic. Russ and Harden, right?
Definitely.
Is PG and Kawhi, which one of them is a guard? Is one of them a guard?
They both count as guards on the ballot, so I'm going definitely.
Okay. So that's seven. That's seven already.
Right.
Hold on. Garbage. How are they both going to be listed as guards?
Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard.
I don't make the rules. Damian Lillard is eight.
Right.
Yeah. Donovan Mitchell, for like we just said that, right? So that's nine.
Yep.
Is CJ McCollum?
John Morant, before we get to CJ.
No. John Morant, CJ McCollum, yeah. Chris Paul. That's 12.
Devin Booker.
Oh, and Devin Booker. That's.
I'm telling you, like.
That's 13.
You said this was just the Western Conference.
Right.
I didn't even like the East. I didn't go to forwards. I didn't even go to centers. I just said guards in the Western Conference.
Right.
He's not even close to being an all-star. So this top 30 thing is really a stretch.
All right. Amin. This is going to be my first bet with you. on a Sedano and LZ show.
Okay.
If the Rona doesn't kill us all, Jamal Murray will be an all-star within the next two seasons. Bet on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I think, like, when all said and done, Jamal Murray's going to be like a two-time all-star in his career. I don't know when it's going to be. I don't know if they're going to be injury replacements or he's going to just have a really great year and Denver's going to be the best team in the conference record-wise at the all-star break. It's going to be one of those. He's definitely going to have him a couple all-star appearances. But he's not like Joe Johnson six, seven times in a row. He's not Kyle Lowry doing it six times in a row. He's not that kind of all-star. He's like, I hope some people get hurt and don't have, some other guys don't have a good year and some other guy gets traded to a team and so he's got to take a lesser role and as a result, people don't like him as much. He's definitely one of those, not one of those. Like, you look at Devin Booker and you say, this dude going to be an all-star for the next decade.
Right.
Yep. Unequivocally. Yep.
Yeah.
You don't get that feeling from Jamal Murray. You got the circumstantial feeling. Where it's like, he's going to be an all-star.
I feel like he's in that place because the team is designed right now to feature Jokic and let everything flow through him. And occasionally he just goes, all right, well, you know, he was like James Harden last night. Okay, well, Russ got the ball. I'm just going to chill.
I mean, I think him and Jokic are a great fit. They're a great match because Jokic is not a scorer. Right, he can, but if you ask him like day in, day out, go out there and get 25, Jokic don't want to do that. He wants to throw, you know, backdoor cut passes and things like, and you know, just kind of, you know, more of an all round player on the offensive end. Jamal Murray's a gunner, and like on another team, like if you were on the Blazers instead of Damian Lillard, we'd be asking him, yo, make other players better, yo, ball, yo, like playmate. But he doesn't have to do any of those things because his center does all that stuff for him. So he gets to just be a 6'3 gunner. So it's really a great match between the two of them in terms of their different skill sets.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Amin hanging out with us. LZ referenced James Harden. What did you make of Harden not demanding the ball? I mean, literally walking up the floor at one point and not fighting through screens. It looked like he wanted nothing to do with the end of that game. What did you make of all that?
I'm going to be honest. Earlier in that quarter, I was remarking, this dude is busting his ass defensively, right? It's the best defensive game I've ever seen James Harden play. And somebody said, I think it was Nate Duncan, said, when he plays well on the defensive end, he gets tired. He called it early. I'm talking about like with the 6-minute mark in the fourth quarter. He's like, when James Harden plays this well defensively, he gets tired. And so I was let me keep track of that. I think he was just gassed, man. I think he ran out of gas.
You mean when James Harden slides his feet on defense, he can't dribble on offense? Is that what you're just trying to tell me? Oh, no.
It's not that he did it once. It's that he did it consistently for an entire quarter. I think he ran out of gas. And to be honest with you, I was shocked that I woke up today and people were saying, James Harden, the reason they lost that game. I'm like, we not going to talk about Russell Westbrook? Russell Westbrooking it up? Bad shots? Dumb turnovers? Not understanding his game? Doing things outside of the purview of what he's capable of doing on a basketball court? Out of control? Right? We're not going to talk about any of those things. We're just going to talk about Harden because he had a poor shooting quarter.
I don't know, man. I mean, I think he's gotten a pass considering where he is in terms of, you know, the MVP conversations, the face of a franchise for a number of years, statistics that people keep referring to are Michael Jordan. Like if LeBron James can't get a pass for not going all out in the end of games and he has way more responsibility, how the hell is James Harden going to get a pass when he doesn't have near the responsibilities that LeBron James has?
This is what I would say. James Harden typically doesn't play this hard defensively because he knows he has to carry the burden of the offense. So if you told me y'all went out and got another MVP superstar level offensive player, maybe I'm more comfortable playing more defense because I trust that my teammate is going to be able to carry that offensive slack.
I mean, let me ask you this. If they lose, and they're eventually going to lose, whether it's against the Lakers or whether it's here, I think they're going to lose. Do you believe that they have to blow the whole thing up?
It's not whether I believe it or not, George. That's just happening. First things first, Mike D'Antoni's not coming back. We know that because they went into this year looking for an extension, and the owner said, why do we need to make an extension? Which is usually a very bad sign when your coach is going into the last year of the deal. You either like him and believe in him or you don't. So basically, Mike D'Antoni, the only way I think he stays in Houston is if they win the championship. And I'm with you. I don't think it gets anywhere near that close. So Mike's out. If they lose in the first round, it'll be basically because the guy they traded away came back and stuck the dagger in him. So Daryl Morey and his small ball experiment will have failed one round into the playoffs. I think he's gone. And then the question that comes up next is, Harden and Westbrook. Does this look like a pairing or a match that can make something happen? I think the next general manager who comes in is probably going to look at it and say, nah, and trade one of them.
Hell no.
So I think, you're looking at probably it being blown up, but not kind of like Daryl Morey saying, oh, let me try something new. I think everybody's gone pretty much.
I can't believe the pass that he also gets. Like, I'm so blown away. And George is the big –
He's talking about Daryl Morey. He thinks Daryl Morey gets a pass.
Daryl Morey. Yes.
I think, this is what you got to respect about Morey, right? He's an aggressive general manager who gets things done. He's found a lot of, diamonds in the rough. I mean, the way they've been able to find dudes, either guys who were castaways in other situations or guys you never heard of, like guys like Daniel House, for instance. They've done a great job with that. I think there are a lot of things they've done well in Houston, right? Without a whole lot of resources, without top five picks or max money cap space for most of those years. Having said that, I'm with you, LZ. He also has a lot of shortcomings. And, whether we want to talk about it or not, he cost his owner a lot of money with the whole China thing. And really, put the league in this weird light where now all of a sudden senators and the president is attacking the NBA for its relationship with China, which, by the way, every Fortune 500 company has a relationship with China. Starbucks, McDonald's, Nike, you name it, Walmart, they all got a relationship with China. It's not strictly an NBA thing. But Daryl Morey and his actions caused the NBA to be put in this spotlight. So if you are not winning at a ridiculous rate, championships, right, and you costing me money, not money because we're spending money to put together this team, but money because you're stopping my revenues and you're making life uncomfortable for me, that pretty much will be the end of the road. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's business.
Who would you rather see if you're the Lakers and the Clippers in these matchups?
If I'm the Lakers, I think I'd rather see the Thunder. They play Steven Adams. So they play big, and that feeds into what the Lakers want. The Rockets are actually a very annoying matchup for them because of the small ball stuff, because they will make it basically where Dwight and JaVale can't be on the floor, and Anthony Davis has to play a position that he's not really crazy about. And also, remember, the Lakers don't have a whole lot of guard depth right now. The guard play has been kind of shaky. So I think the Rockets would actually make life a lot harder. I think they'd rather see the Thunder and more traditional lineup. To the Clippers, this is an interesting one. We talked about it on the jump today. I don't know. On the one hand, I say, give me the Nuggets because I know that, defense, they're not even going to pretend to play defense. So that gives us an edge there that our offense will run a lot more smoothly. On the other hand, you look at Utah, a lot less depth. And plus, Denver, you have to remember, Gary Harris is, he's going to be playing tonight, and by then he'll have at least two games under his belt. He's feeling better. He's getting stronger every game. So maybe Denver is actually not even at full strength yet, whereas Utah, what you see is what you get.
Do you like mint chocolate?
Oh! It's a good question.
You know what? Let me put it this way. If that's the only option, I'll take it. But given the choice of mint chocolate versus any other kind of chocolate, it's usually a no for me.
Thank you. You're on the right team. I was trying
to... Do you like mint chocolate, LB?
No, we don't.
No, Greg does.
No, Greg does. And then we thought it was a cultural thing because all the white people in our lives liked mint chocolate, including Greg, my wife, and LZ's partner, Steve. We thought it was that, and then a bunch of people who are Hispanic and black called in and said they also like mint chocolate, and we were a bit disappointed. So we were hoping you would be
honest.
Yeah.
Though to be honest, we don't really know if they're Latino or black or not. They just said they were, but they didn't give.
They
us
did
any
say they were. You know, we have to take them
also,
at their word.
Yeah. Also, yeah, you kind of like think about it. Like, yeah, how many people are going to be that motivated to call in? Maybe they are Hispanic or black. But maybe also they're the weirdos in the group.
Yeah. Who is your sports side piece? Someone who plays in any sport that is not on the teams that you root for.
Ooh, well, you know, basketball, I don't really root for anybody.
So no, I hear you.
My side piece.
Yeah.
I play the field with the entire league. I'm going to say in football, I really get a kick out of Lamar Jackson. Just because of the whole, like, oh, he should be a wide receiver. I'm that guy. I text all my group chats like, oh, pretty good for a wide receiver every time he has a big game. So I'm going with Lamar Jackson.
All right, fair enough. Amin Alhassan with us here. Follow him on Twitter, at Darth Amin. Check out Pump the Podcast. Tell people what they can find and what they're going to listen to.
Absolutely. Black Opinions Matter. It's B-O-M-M. Go ahead and check it out this week. We obviously eulogized the great Chadwick Boseman, as well as we continued our conversations about the TV show Lovecraft Country. Not a fan. I've decided. Not a fan of that show, but I'm going to keep watching it.
Oh, hell. Oh, come on. Are you not a fan of that? Are you kidding me?
You know why? If I'm going to give you the deep reason why, the deep reason is because I went in thinking it was going to be like Watchmen, and that's my bad for putting that kind of expectation.
That's your fault.
It's definitely up.
That's your fault.
But... Okay. But on a superficial level, there's no depth. It's like a Law and Order episode. Every episode, we are introduced to a white evil person at the beginning of the episode, and by the end of the episode, they're dead. There is no carryover. Like, every single episode, like, they figure it all out by the end of the episode. We solve the crime. Keep it moving. It's like Scooby-Doo. Like, come on, man. Give me a little bit more depth, more complexity, more deep diving into the character development.
Maybe all they're doing is laying down the foundation before they build a house. You ever think about that?
They lay down foundation every day. It's the same foundation. And then they tear it down by the end of the episode.
All right. We'll catch up on that next time. We got to run. Amin, thanks, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
We'll catch up some other time. We have plenty of other times to discuss that with Amin.
I'm very disappointed in Amin's assessment of that show. Disappointed.
I haven't seen it yet, though. I've heard mixed reviews as well.
It's a top 30 show on HBO, George. Top 30.
Hey, speaking of watching shows and watching movies, streaming September 4th, Disney's new movie Mulan, available to Disney Plus subscribers who unlock premiere access. Coming up next, could David Price, LZ, be returning to the Dodgers? We'll get to that in just a second. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Whoop, whoop. Yes. Happy birthday, girl.
Gloria Estefan shares a birthday with Greg Bergman. She is 63 years old. She looks great for 63.
Shut your mouth. She is not 63. Is she really?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, man.
Does that mean I'm not 19 anymore?
That does mean that. And you could still shake your body and do the conga, though, if you'd like.
Oh, I was just shaking my body. Turn it up, Laura. Let me get my groove on. Oh.
Greg can't dance to this. You're right, Laura.
He can't. All right, see, that's just wrong. That's just wrong. I absolutely can, Laura. Don't even start with me. I can't.
I don't believe you, man.
It is straight truth.
I don't believe you.
Full truth.
I don't think you can.
Listen, you have a lot of qualities, most of which I like.
Most.
But what I would say is, Laura, and I'll ask you, you are a woman. Do you believe Greg Bergman? Because I feel like you can just tell that someone can dance just by the way they walk, mm-hmm, right?
Right.
Do you believe that Greg Bergman, by the way he walks, can dance.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I will be in the studio tomorrow, and you play this.
I'm going to play some merengue. I'm going to play some merengue, some salsa.
This is no something. Joke. I get upset about this. I am a good dancer. And these people need
that.
To know it is the truth.
I don't buy it.
It is the truth.
You know why I don't buy it?
Because I'm saying
because
it.
Because good dancers don't require a certain tempo. They can dance
correct.
Anything.
Mm-hmm. No, you, I got rhythm, man.
Hand,
I got rhythm, you man. Need, you don't know.
No.
I don't know. You thought Rockstar was too slow. You thought Rockstar was too slow. So what?
All right, George, back me up on that. Well,
okay, I would agree with him that I thought Rockstar was too slow for like an open to the show. Something
correct.
We just needed more energy. Is what I would say, but yes. That has nothing to do with you being a good dancer. I don't buy it for 1 second.
Oh, yes, you don't have to buy
it. Does.
Who do we know absolutely that would? Well, I mean, look. Here's the thing. So next time you're in studio and you're socially distant from Laura, she can just videotape it, and we can put it out for everyone to see, and we can judge for ourselves.
He's here tomorrow,
George. Why do we have to wait? Why can't you just do it now? Why can't you just do it live right now? Why do you got to wait till tomorrow so you can rehearse, get some choreography done?
No, don't get right. the rehearse, right. get some no, choreography done. Right. I need the music. I need the whole thing going on. Like, this is a real thing.
You're very excited.
No, there's no excited.
I'm very excited.
I'm upset.
Okay.
Upset.
You know what you are? You are the Madonna of radio producers. You need all the things, you need the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
You need everything to be just right in order to be great. Anything that's right. off,
nope.
you just fall off the wagon.
Okay, we'll see about this. I'm going to prove all you wrong. You're
okay, we'll see tomorrow. Tomorrow will happen. I'll give you the 24 hours. Go right ahead, because I believe that you couldn't dance to save your life.
I gotta see if we know somebody.
Have you ever been in a circle? Have you ever been the featured dancer?
Oh, have you been the featured dancer? That's when you know what's up.
Yes, back in like the college type days, though. It's been a while.
That was a long time ago now.
That was like 20 years ago.
I mean, when was the last time I really had a dance?
Greg, you literally had like a back injury not that long ago.
No back injury. It just was a little painful. And then I've lost some weight now and I feel better. I got the groove going. I'm feeling good.
There's a difference. The two of us have had back injuries. Mine was because I was doing too much exercise. Yours because was you were doing not enough.
You know, I was laying
in bed a little
bit longer. I didn't
even know that was possible.
Well, yeah, like when you lay in bed all day and you don't actually get up, so you gain some weight and your back starts hurting because you're getting fat.
And LZ, he has these like super duper plush mattresses. I had to ask him, like, what kind of mattress do you have? He's like, oh, yeah, like plush. I'm like, dog, that is the worst thing for your back ever if you have back
problems. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I got a purple mattress now.
Perpetual curve.
Yeah.
Well, now it's better. I got a purple mattress now, and it's much better for my back, and I feel better.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, you can't dance to save your life.
Yeah,
go ahead.
We'll look tomorrow.
We
will absolutely see that tomorrow. Laura, if you had to go into this thinking that you were going to pre-rate him, right? Like without seeing him dance yet, 1 to 10, 10 being wow, Greg is an awesome dancer. 1 being Greg is a terrible dancer. What are you expecting tomorrow?
-10.
Whoa.
You're just doing that.
-10.
Okay. Get out of here.
Wasn't even a choice.
Wow.
Get out of here with that.
Okay,
realistically.
A 1.
Yeah, I'm going with a 1 too.
A 1.
Yeah.
Wow.
Me too.
The disrespect is real.
LZ?
Oh. You know what? I'm going to give him a 2.
Just because you
give the disrespect. Oh, you two. All of
you'll be the kind one. Yes.
See white boy, and you think, this guy can't dance. Oh, no.
I'm not blaming race. I'm just blaming Gregdom.
Yeah.
Not whiteness, it's Gregdom.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll have some fun with that tomorrow. Speaking of having fun, apparently Andrew Friedman has been having fun texting back and forth with David Price. Our guy Jorge Castillo of the LA Times, who covers the Dodgers, reported that Andrew Friedman was asked about a potential return for David Price since they weren't able to acquire a pitcher at the deadline. He said, that's a better question for David. But I will tell you that David and I text all the time, and he's very much locked into Dodger baseball. So Greg Bergman, since I want to get your thoughts on this as you are the Dodger boy here. But LZ, do you believe that is a smart idea?
No.
No.
Unless you're telling me that David has secretly been pitching
right.
on some planet and has all these reps with his arm, then no, I don't think it's a good idea to get your veteran to parachute in on a broken season in hopes of having him around for the postseason.
I just don't
think it's a good scenario.
How much time do you think he would need to get ready?
I need to see him. And I know I'm not a pitching coach, but we don't know what he's been up to.
Right.
We don't know what kind of shape he's in. We don't know what kind of endurance he's at. Mm-hmm. And certainly if a young guy like a Walker Buehler is still working his way into form, why do you think an older guy is just going to be able to pop right in and help us right away?
Greg, what do you think?
I don't think it's the right call to bring him back, even if he wanted to come back. LZ is right, and Tim Kirchin was right, too. His mindset has been off of, I'm not playing baseball all summer long. He would need at least a month to get himself ready to go. And even then, I wouldn't bank on him.
All right, before we're going to break here in a second. Laura apparently has inside news. You mentioned Tim Kirchin. He is our MLB insider. He was on with us. You'll hear some of his comments about the Dodgers and the Padres kind of on a collision course here for the playoffs here potentially. But Laura also, as an insider, she is the Sedano and LZ insider, and she's got some Bergman Ooh. News. Go ahead.
Oh, I think I'm a little scared. So I just got a message from Karen that said, girl, I DJ'd Greg's wedding and he can dance.
Okay.
Thank you, KK.
She said he got down at his wedding.
How long ago was that?
I don't know. I will ask. But
no, I'm asking Greg.
Oh.
No, that was 2010.
How many times have you danced in the last 10 years?
I mean, it doesn't go away. If you got rhythm, you got rhythm.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
It goes away.
She was just saying that you got to dance like salsa music or merengue.
Yeah, merengue.
I can do some. I can do some salsa. Salsa is not bad. It's not bad.
Dog. You got to have some hips.
Hold on.
Time out. Go ahead. Greg first. Go.
I'm going to send you a video right now. It's not going to be of salsa, but you will be impressed.
Okay, send us the video.
No.
All right, I gotta go to break.
I don't want some old video from your wedding reception.
I want you to see the brand new video
right now.
You'll see me in my room. I'm wearing a black shirt and basketball shorts.
Greg,
it's not some old from a wedding.
Greg, yeah. You should dance to Yo Perreo Sola. If you can dance to that, I will be impressed.
Okay. I mean, can you write that in the text message so I know how to spell it?
You gotta you go look at that video.
I'll go get the video.
Yeah.
Girl,
rock.
That's going to require him to move muscles he doesn't even know you have.
Or Cardi B's WAP.
All right. By the way, streaming September 4th, Disney's new movie Mulan. Experience the legend of Mulan as she fights to defend her family and the kingdom. Available to Disney Plus subscribers who unlock their premiere access. All right. Coming up next, how the Lakers can get even better after their first round series and what the pundits are forgetting about your Los Angeles Lakers. We'll get to that, plus what you need to know in 2 minutes. Sedano and LZ with you here on 710 ESPN. What you need to know, here's an update on what's going on between Denver and Utah. The Nuggets are leading right now 21-13 near the end of the first quarter. It's about just took a timeout now, under 3 minutes. So 21-13 early on, LZ. It seems like a lot of Donovan Mitchell and not a lot else from Utah at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they've made it to a game seven with the injuries they've had to deal with, the weaknesses in their offense in terms of options, and just the blazing hot play of Jamal Murray is a little bit of a miracle, the fact that they're even here.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you look at what's happened here, like Donovan Mitchell has carried them. There's no doubt about that. But, yeah, look, losing Bojan Bogdanovic is big.
That's huge. Okay.
I'm sorry, Bogdan Bogdanovic. No, he's Bojan. Bogdan is the one in Sacramento. Sorry. Bogdanovic must be like Johnson in their country, right? It feels like there's a lot of Bogdanovic.
I think so.
Yeah. But yeah, it does feel like, you know, he doesn't have a lot of options there. It's him. Joe Ingles can score. Mike Conley has not been good early on in this game, whereas Denver's getting some even scoring across the board from their starters.
And the worst thing, too, in my opinion, is that as good of a defensive player he is, Rudy Gobert's lack of hands doesn't even make him a proper option in a screen and roll scenario. It's like, right. What is he even there for?
Yeah, for sure. Next, we have Alvin Kamara. So there are conflicting reports, LZ, that Alvin Kamara, who was seeking an extension and working on extension, would want a trade. There are conflicting reports. I don't want to run people under the bus, but if let's just say for argument's sake that the trade stuff is a possibility. I think that's crazy. First of all, like I'm not big on running backs and signing them to long-term deals, but I think he's more than just a running back. He's such a great catcher, pass catcher out of the backfield that I can't treat him like I would treat every other running back.
Well, I would be more cautious about how that's going to impact Drew Brees, to be quite honest with you.
Sure.
Like, I wouldn't do anything. I would sign the dude and then work it out once Brees is on CBS, wherever the hell he signed up to be with that, when he retires.
Right.
Like, don't screw with Drew Brees the way that the Chargers screw with Phillip Rivers.
Yeah.
After a great season, they didn't get their running back situation, you know, handled in terms of the contract. And I thought that bad taste throughout the entire season.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's pretty wild that would even potentially come up. But yeah, I mean, he's such a great pass catcher that I would pay him because he's not just a running back, I feel like, or a traditional running back. Bad news for the Raiders, LZ. Wide receiver Terrell Williams is done for the season. He was going to be their big, deep threat target, big player. That's a terrible situation for them, obviously. I feel like their offense will still be good, but losing a player like that, I think, will impact at least the way they stretch the field or try to stretch the field.
I was going to say the big thing, obviously, is like even if he didn't actually get the numbers, the threat of him getting the numbers is what whoever ends up being the QB is going to miss. And I say whoever is because of the Gruden team. He's throwing all kinds of stuff out there in the media in terms of his worship of Marcus Mariota. So I don't know who's going to be the starting quarterback to begin the season, let alone finish the season. But both of those guys would have benefited from having someone who would have made the field bigger for them.
Raider boy, how do you feel about Terrell Williams being done for the season?
Not happy about Terrell Williams. He was a huge part of the offense last year, and it's going to be a big loss. Sorry, I'm a little bit out of breath. I was trying to dance a little bit in the break. So
for the video?
For the video.
Okay. Yeah. You're out of breath from doing a two-step during the
I'm
break?
I'm a Jesus, bigger man. Guy now, LZ. I'm sorry.
All right, fine. Whatever. It's okay.
Yeah, at a quinceañera, how do you think he would last at a quince? How long does he last on the dance floor at a quince, Laura?
Like not even one song. Like Caballo Dorado, he would not pull it off.
Yeah.
No, I'd be in trouble.
You
now.
Don't even know what that is.
Give me like a month. No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
A month? You need a month to get to go to like a party and dance?
I need to get in better shape if I'm going to have like a full-on dance thing going on here. Like, you know, one song. I'm like, all right,
good. Full-on dance thing. You want me to believe you can dance and you're talking about full-on dance thing?
Yes.
Stop. You cannot dance.
It's not about lingo, LZ. It's about rhythm.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Fair enough. Okay. Next, we have... according to research done at Harvard University, LZ, they have found that having no friends could be as deadly as smoking.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, mental health is a part of health. I don't know why people wouldn't necessarily think that would have a negative impact on you physically, but how you carry your stress, how you process your stress, that's a huge part of your longevity. So it makes all the sense in the world to me.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I do think that mental health and having actual friends kind of does matter. You know what I mean? Like, you can't be a hermit. That doesn't work so well. You know what I mean? By the way, September is also, according to UberFacts, September is the most birthday-packed month in the U.S. September 9th, 19th, and 12th are the most common birthdays in that order, respectively. That's a lot of New Year's babies and Christmas babies.
That is a lot of New Year's and Christmas babies, for sure.
Yeah.
What month were you born in?
My birthday is tomorrow.
Your birthday is tomorrow?
Yes.
Wait, can you dance?
I can dance. Greg thing? Yes, I can.
Okay. Yes. For some reason, I believe you. Yes. I don't believe Greg, but I believe you.
Yeah. Man, get out of here.
Well, when are we getting that video? Did you send it already?
It'll just give me a second.
Okay. All right.
What are you doing? You doing the first one? Or something? Why can't you just send it?
All right. So there's going to be two videos. I wanted to make sure they're different styles. So one is going to be a little bit of salsa where you can't – I had to put it up against – my computer, so it's not the best. But again, the other one's not all that great because I was holding it. I was trying to do an old school sea walk. It didn't work out as well as I wanted it to. But anyway, you can see that there is some rhythm to it, at least. That's all. All right?
Okay. Fair enough. We'll check it out. Yeah, all right. That is what you need to know. LZ, the Los Angeles Lakers will get started on Friday. The game will be on here on this station. There's a lot of talk about who they'll face, the Rockets, the Thunder, et cetera. Clearly, the Thunder is who we would prefer because I think it'll just be an easier series. However, regardless, there's a lot of talk about the potential clash against the Clippers in the conference finals, and they do seem to be on a collision course, similar to what I believe maybe earlier in the playoffs in baseball. The Dodgers and Padres seem to also be on a collision course now, which I think makes it fun and interesting when there is someone that is, you know, two teams that are gunning for each other, right? So with the Lakers, though, I think there's some things that the pundits are forgetting, right, about this Lakers team. And one thing is one thing is about LeBron and AD. For as great as they've been, do you realize that LeBron James just averaged the lowest minutes per game in a playoff series in his career? 32.8 minutes versus the Portland Trail Blazers. That is almost 4 full minutes less than any other series that he's ever played.
Wait, hold up. You mean to tell me that dude just averaged a triple-double in a series and he did it in half an hour?
He did it in 33 minutes, basically. Yes, I'm telling you that, yeah.
Why are we still debating who's MVP? Why are we having conversations about where his place is in history just because an old rival keeps wanting to knock him down because of jealousy or whatever the rationale is? Why are we doing these things? A, what was it, 25, 10 and 10 on 50%+ shooting, triple double in the first round of the playoffs, and that's including a bad shooting night? If you factor in games one and game two, come on. What are we doing here? And Anthony Davis, you know, we already knew what he would do against the Portland Trail Blazers, but now that he has a guy who knows how to give him the rock where he's always going to be successful, and he put in work too in about 30-some minutes, early, like what was it, 33 minutes, 32 minutes? How many minutes did Anthony Davis play?
He also played 33 minutes.
Yeah, like, come on. So you're saying all we need to do is turn up the dial another 2 minutes in case Portland, Houston or Oklahoma City are a little bit tougher than we think. We turn up the dial by 2 minutes and blow them out. Is that what you're telling me, George?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
Let me see. What am I going to wear to the virtual parade?
Let's figure that out. Is that how that's going to happen? Are they going to line the streets of Figueroa with like video boards and just like it's just going to be people there at the virtual parade?
We got to work it out some kind of way, man. Like we're going to have our masks and stuff, but you know, I think for sure you got to make sure that, you know, for some of the older fans, they don't necessarily need to be, you know, down on this street on Kobe Bryant Boulevard risking their health. So they got to be able to have it live streamed or something. So, you know, yeah, a virtual parade.
I feel like that would work. Would you want to do that, Laura? If they did a virtual parade, would you, on Figueroa? Now, we could probably see it just from the studio. So there's that. You could literally just look out the window and see it if you wanted to. But would you be willing, like, do you think that would be the route to go? No pun intended.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. As long as we celebrate our win and then the Dodgers are going to have their own, so they got to figure that out too. I mean, I'm okay with it.
Greg, would you participate in a virtual parade if the Lakers and Dodgers won?
No, I wouldn't because I wouldn't want them to. You want them to go down Figueroa with nobody around them, waving to nobody?
Like, so what are you supposed to do, just wait? Here?
I guess so. Yeah, you got to wait. I mean, imagine that Clayton Kershaw is carrying up his World Series trophy for the first time ever down Figueroa with nobody on the street.
Wait. We have to change the subject.
Yes, we do.
Greg has sent the video.
All right, whatever.
Greg has sent the video.
Hey, I am cold in the middle of my room. Get out of here. I'm leaving this show.
On top of it. Yeah. You didn't tell me about barefoot dancing.
I'm in my house, comfortable. Why are we doing this right now? Don't we got a guest?
Why don't you do your laundry? How come you don't do your laundry?
I did the laundry.
There's dirty clothes
everywhere.
That's what I was thinking.
Where? Yeah. Dirty clothes everywhere. Where do you see dirty clothes?
I see
everywhere.
Dirty clothes on the floor, yeah, of the video, the first video, everywhere. When you're doing this kid and play type thing you're doing. That's
It was a old school CYA.
It's like an Irishman happy dance or something.
What is happening here? What is happening here? Now, the second video the second video is much better. It's
much better.
I'm familiar with.
Yeah, look.
It's the drunk straight guy two-step. Every straight guy who gets drunk does this two-step.
Right.
He's really good at it.
I'm sitting in my...
I feel like this would be a room. I feel like the second one, Greg, I feel like the second one could be a great GIF.
Actually, not a bad one, but we're not putting that up there.
Oh, what was that, Laura?
I said Karen K gave us bad info. I'm telling her right now.
Yes, she did.
It's that totally different.
In your bedroom?
Yeah. My girl's a singer. Yeah. No, not me. My girl's a singer.
You're not one of her backup dancers, are you?
Clearly not. Clearly
not.
Can we post this on the internet?
No.
Oh. Why? Hasn't the internet been through enough?
Exactly. Nobody needs to see that.
So Karen wants to talk because Karen DJ'd his wedding. Now, Karen, that was 10 years ago.
All I'm saying is Apache came on, Sugar Hill Gang. They said, play the song. And there was moves like I've never seen before.
Or were you
I've never
just,
seen a groom dance like that.
Were you just surprised because it was Greg?
No, he really could dance. It was the best part of the wedding. It was the best part of the wedding, he and his buddies.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's true.
Making fun of you, maybe.
No.
No, I'm not making fun, I swear. You guys are making me laugh. No, I haven't seen a video of him dancing in his bedroom.
Okay, I will send you that video. I will send that to you right now.
It's totally different when there's music playing and you're at like a party or a wedding or whatever it happens to be.
You know, the first video you sent, Greg, and this is why I'd like to post it for the audience to see it. But the first video, it looks like you're doing a really bad version of the river dance mixed with like Kid and Play.
Well, my hand, like I was trying to hold my phone, and so like it was moving all over the place, and it just didn't work out. It was no good.
LZ,
is that a good description? The river dance mixed with like Kid and Play?
River dance.
Yeah, except it's more like a stream dance. It's like a stream dance instead of a river. It's not a rhythm.
Stream is a pond. A pond dance, yeah. Maybe.
Pond dance,
Greg.
Yes.
Greg, can we share these because the guys back here want to see?
I already said no.
But they're
what about
in
the
my
guys
video?
In the studio?
Yeah,
the people in the studio.
No, I am a corporate man now. You cannot be showing.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Greg, what about me? Can I see?
Yeah, Karen can see.
Karen has seen
you actually dance, and allegedly it was good back then.
It was good. Yes. The night of his wedding was good. That was.
It was 10 years ago, and there was probably a lot of alcohol. Yes,
there was.
It was flowing.
Karen, just a quick question for you, Karen. Yes, are you one of those DJs that drink along with the guests and perhaps your interpretation of what happened might be a little skewed?
At this wedding, yes, because I had a driver. And Greg is all working together. We're friends. So at that wedding, I'm going to say yes, I was, because like he said, they were flowing and I had a driver. Yes.
Okay.
Not always. All right.
I'm getting a better understanding of what happened here, and why we were led to believe that pond dancer was a good dancer.
You, it went from a stream to a pond.
Oh, Karen, I don't trust your judgment after that.
I understand.
Watch him go. Put Sugar Hill Gang on. Watch him go.
Okay, I'm gonna send you these videos, and let's reassess at your next traffic update. How about that?
Okay,
we'll do that. All right.
So you send me the video.
Yes, coming up next. Giannis, the MVP debate is back on because of what transpired yesterday. Is that fair? How many players would you take ahead of Giannis? How would you react if your best player on the team, the guy who was an MVP, said he didn't want to guard or wasn't capable of guarding a particular player on the other team because his coach wouldn't allow him? How would you react if Kobe would have said that? If LeBron says that, how would you react? 877-710-ESPN. Plus, California has finally disappointed me. I have lived here for 4 years. Everything has been fantastic. I am now disappointed about one particular thing. I will explain my disappointment in a moment.